So what'd you think?
It was good.
That's it? Good?
I enjoyed it. But when you told me I was going to be losing my virginity, I didn't think you meant showing me Raiders of the Lost Ark for the first time.
My apologies. I chose my words poorly. I should have said you were about to have your world rocked on my couch. Anyway, thank you for watching it. It's one of my all-time favorites.
It was very entertaining, despite the glaring story problem.
Story problem? Amy. What a dewy-eyed mooncalf you are. Raiders of the Lost Ark is the love child of Steven Spielberg and George Lucas, two of the most gifted filmmakers of our generation. I've watched it 36 times, except for the snake scene and the face-melting scene, which I can only watch when it's still light out. But I defy you to find a story problem. Here's my jaw. Drop it.
All right. Indiana Jones plays no role in the outcome of the story. If he weren't in the film, it would turn out exactly the same.
I see your confusion. Now, you don't understand. Indiana Jones was the one in the hat with the whip.
No, I do. And if he weren't in the movie, the Nazis would have still found the Ark, taken it to the island, opened it up, and all died. Just like they did. Let me close that for you.
Dense state that nearly 14 billion years ago expansion started. Wait, the earth began to cool, the autotrophs began to drool, Neanderthals developed tools, we built a wall. We built the pyramids, math, science, history, unraveling the mystery, it all started with a big bang.
Hey.
Hi. I thought you went to the comic book store on Wednesdays.
Yeah, but Sheldon and Amy were having date night, and they don't need me there to make it awkward. They have each other for that. So how was school?
Oh, good. Check it out. The Disappointing Child by Beverly Hofstadter.
You bought my mom's book?
Yeah. It's on the recommended reading list for my psychology class.
Come on. Not that book. It's got, like, every horrible story from my childhood in it.
Oh, cool. Are there pictures?
Seriously, please find another book.
Oh, come on, Ryan. How bad could it be?
There's chapters about the potty training, bedwetting, masturbation. Basically, if something came out of me, she wrote about it. You know what? Do whatever you want. Just don't talk to me about it.
Not even the chapter on the breastfeeding crisis?
It was not a crisis. Apparently, I favored the left one. She got a little lopsided.
Oh, my God. You still go left.
Which celebrity would you say I look like the most?
Halle Berry.
Why? Well, Stuart and I are putting dating profiles online, and it's one of the questions. And thank you, I'd kill for that woman's bone structure.
Why are you reading Pride and Prejudice?
Well, I'll tell you why. Amy ruined Raiders of the Lost Ark for me. So now I'm trying to find something beloved to her and ruin that.
Because her life wasn't enough?
How can anyone ruin Raiders? It's perfect.
Yeah, except for the fact that Indiana Jones is completely irrelevant to the story. Yet with or without him, the Nazis find the Ark, open it, and die.
Wait a minute. No, the Nazis were digging in the wrong place. The only reason they got the Ark was because Indy found it first.
Actually, they were only digging in the wrong place because Indy had the medallion. Without him, they would have had the medallion and dug in the right place.
Oh. Okay, I know you don't want to talk about it, but can I just ask you one question about your mom's book?
No.
I just want to know why a 5-year-old boy puts on his mom's makeup and wears balloon boobies.
They weren't boobies, they were muscles. And the makeup was green. I was pretending to be the Hulk.
You were wearing her bra.
That was to keep my muscles from sagging. Can we please stop talking about this?
Okay. But, you know, as a student of psychology who got a check plus on her first homework assignment, I think sometimes it's good to open up about these things.
Okay, fine. Do you want to know why I dressed like the Hulk? Because I was always mad at my mom, and I wanted to smash my way out of that house.
Why were you so angry?
Gee, I don't know. Maybe it's because I was always the subject of her little experiments. Did you get to the chapter where she staged the Easter egg hunt with no eggs to see how long I'd keep looking? The answer, by the way, June.
Hey, I'm so sorry. I wish there was something I could do to make you feel better.
I do too, but there's not.
Really? Are you sure about that?
Of course, who am I to argue with a check plus student? Just warning you, I'm going to go right. Don't make a big deal out of it.
Is makeup really necessary?
Well, when someone looks at your dating profile, the first thing they see is your picture. I just want to make sure you look fun and full of life and not like a body they just pulled out of the river. All right, here we go. And smile. Okay, that one's in the bank. All right. How about this? Turn away and then turn back into it. But when you do, imagine the camera is the girl you want to meet.
You got it.
Okay, let's try it again. But this time, pretend the girl you want to meet doesn't want to hurt you.
I don't think I can give you that.
Come on, one more time. It's a little blurry, but I think that works in your favor. Do you want a beer?
Sure. Hey, have you finished writing your profile yet?
Oh, almost. Oh, what did you put as a one-word description of yourself?
I put unobjectionable. And now that I hear it out loud, it just seems like I'm being cocky. What did you put for your best feature?
My parents' money. What did you put for your best feature?
I put not applicable.
Come on, dude, you're being too hard on yourself. You've got a lot of good stuff going on.
Really? Like what?
Well, okay, you're a talented artist. You own your own business.
Neither of those things have ever helped me meet a woman.
Okay, well, can we imply that you're well endowed?
I do have one oddly long testicle.
Okay, now you're talking like a widow.
What you doing?
Oh, it turns out Amy's beloved Pride and Prejudice is a flawless masterpiece. He's got too much pride, she's got too much prejudice, it just works.
So you're looking to ruin something for her in the funny pages?
Amy has a fondness for the comic strip Marmaduke.
And
I think I've got it. You consider. A family possesses a dog that is so large and poorly disciplined, he causes nothing but problems. Why do they keep him?
Maybe they fell in love with him as a puppy and didn't know how big he was going to be.
Of course. You know, why couldn't she just like Ziggy? Yeah? That thing's riddled with plot holes.
Sorry, buddy.
Ooh, I think she's a fan of Garfield as well. Oh, darn it, now so am I.
I'll see you later. I gotta go watch a stupid football game with Penny.
Wait, hang on. You spent time with Amy. Can you think of anything she's fond of that has a bunch of flaws she hasn't noticed?
I gotta go.